Hi, I'm Alison Hurd, and we have a great musician on World Music Matters this week. His name is Abdou Mboup. He's from Senegal, and in the 1970s, he was the first musician to bring traditional African percussion, such as the talking drum, to popular Senegalese dance music. His mastery of percussion and of the kora have led him to work with great singers like Nina Simone, Johnny Clegg, Claude Nougaro, and jazz musicians like John Hassell and Eddie Lewis. After 25 years in the US, he's returned to France and wants to build his career here in Europe. He came into our studio to talk about his latest album, African Lullaby, recorded with his band Wakao, and to introduce us to the talking drum. It's an hourglass-shaped drum from West Africa that you tap with a stick, and you can regulate its pitch by squeezing the leather cords between your arm and body. As he told me, for the griots of West Africa, it's so much more than a drum.
I'm coming from a griot family. A griot is a family of musicians and storytellers, because long ago, only the griot could play music. And telling the people who they are, teaching them the culture. And in the griot community, always the kids are drumming in the backyard. And my uncles, they are the tambour major.
The major drummers.
Yes, in my village of Kébémer. And this instrument is called tamam, T-A-M-I, tamam. We call the talking drum in Europe or America because we can talk with it. And this instrument was our cell phone long ago because we used to diffuse a message from village to village through this instrument, and the people could understand through the rhythm if it's about wedding, if it's about death, or a snake biting someone. Whatever rhythm is, they could understand. That's why I said always it was our cell phone. And I'm very happy to get the cell phone still. Even we try to be modern by using the computer. But the tamam, it is still here. It's entertaining the people. You can see it in the Senegalese band. They all have talking drum player in the band.
Of percussion.
Yeah, I play different kind of instruments. I play kora, 21-string African harp. I play also halam, 5-strings African guitar. My main instrument is percussion, of course. And in my band, Wakao, I sing also. And we put out a new album entitled African Lullaby.
We're listening to the title track, African Lullaby. This music would put nobody to sleep.
That's the issue. The issue is to share the music.
That's the point.
I think if we cannot share the music, it doesn't make sense to play it. When I'm on the stage playing, the audience is part of my show because I make them sing, clapping hands. We're sharing.
Bram gunju degen ak bram gunju sa summa njay degen mali
Kulo way ni jarama sidi macha khay Kulo way ni jarama sidi macha khay Ndungalano lapakhe wenjay
Mwari mata samba isa yay Birma njay mbenda yayam Yasin bram sen chay
Kulo way ni jarama sidi macha khay Kulo way ni jarama, sidi macha khay.
tribute to Grandma.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it because you harmonize beautifully. Tell us a bit about who your grandma was and what you're saying.
That's a song from my grandma, one of the best singers in my area of Kajor in Senegal. And my grandma was one of the best singers there. I just make this tribute and I got a message from my cousin. All of them, they are so proud of this because, you know, I bring them back to grandma.
Lile maganal tamala, tamala jigul jam. Lile maganal tamala, tamala jigul jam. Lile maganal tamala, tamala jigul jam. Lile maganal tamala, tamala jigul jam.
Yeah,
Abdu, you've played with some remarkable people around the world.
Yeah, I've been playing with some legends.
Claude Nougaro, for example, who did so much here in France to use African percussion in his music.
Yeah, he was a great guy. And I played also with Michel Petrucciani,
the pianist.
Eddie Lewis is my mentor. And I played with a lot of people, Jean-Luc Ponty. I did two albums with him. And in America, I played with Pharrell Sanders, I played with Randy Weston, Joe Zawinul, Harry Belafonte.
Simple Minds?
Simple Minds, yeah. I recorded with Simple Minds, Street Fighting Years, this album back in the 80s.
Tell us a little bit, Abdou Mboup, about the early days, you know, in Senegal.
I'm the first musician to incorporate the African percussion into this music.
Into Mbalax.
Mbalax. I'm the first one. I'm the first one who composed the hit in the history of Mbalax.
What was it called?
It was Daïda with the Khalam band.
Why didn't you carry on working in that line of popular music?
Popular dance music. I did it already. I don't want to repeat myself. I have to go to explore some other music. So I always been playing a mixture of things. Always. Always I like to mix the African basic and the harmony. Some people called my music Afrofusion. Some other called it Afrojazz. My way is to mix everything together. Africa.
Years in the States playing with some of these great people. What made you want to come back to France?
I'm here in France because I sat over here before going to USA. Say I'm back. I think there are a lot of opportunities in France and Europe. And
for your kind of music?
You know, I would like to go around France and Europe touring with my band and put a band together in France, in Paris, rather than willing to bring my American band. You know, it's easier for me. And by the same time, I'm tired of America a little bit. I just want to come down and share my music with the people. Talking about our problem, I'm reporting social injustice, corruption. Africa.
Africa.
for example, the track Ngur?
Yeah, Ngur is the executive power. Because in Africa, when the president is elected, his wife is in charge of the distribution of the function, naming the CEO, and with their children, always oppressing the people. They are not working for the people. They work for themselves and then family. And this is not right.
Abdou Mboup, we're going to play out with another track from your album, African Lullaby. Which one?
A lot of people, they like also Motherland. It's about Africa, because Africa generated all music almost. That's Motherland. And I say we need to share the music, the experience.
Abdou Mboup, thank you very much.
It is my pleasure. Thanks so much. And I want to thank also all my people. I say my people because whoever listens or likes my music is one of them. Thank you so much.
And that brings an end to this week's World Music Matters. From me, Alison Heard. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We got the rhythm, we got the spirit. Come on.